If you're at all into manifestation and the laws of the universe, then I'm going to go ahead and guess you've probably tried to manifest things in your business. More revenue, more clients, more followers, more ease and joy. And maybe, just maybe, those manifestations still haven't shown up in the way that you were hoping they would. You feel like you're clear on what you want, you're aligning your energy, you're taking inspired action, but it's still not happening, which leaves you to wonder, why? What are you doing wrong, and what more is there that you're missing? As you can see, this episode of Unstuck Entrepreneur is for the business owner who has a little bit of woo in them, or are at least woo curious. So let's do this. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck Entrepreneur. So grateful to have you all here checking out the show. And especially this one, because this one is for all of my woo business friends out there, which I know there are a lot of you, and there are also a lot of you that are at least curious. You are kind of maybe understanding and realizing that you can't like force your business to happen. You have to apply some of the flow type feminine principles to your business for it to actually bloom into what you want it to be. And a lot of that involves a more, you know, I call it woo, quote unquote, with my hands in the air, but really it's a more spiritual, more energetic, and like I said, feminine approach to business. And I love talking about that kind of thing. I think it is super important. It's something that really changed my business, and not just in the physical sense of more money, more clients, better ideas, ideas that actually worked, better marketing strategies. I really do credit my more woo side of my thought process to all of that, but more so in the way that I showed up for my business and I felt in my business. And I think that that was really projected out into the work that I did. And I think that perhaps since you guys are here listening, maybe you can feel that as well. And that's what keeps you coming back and listening to the show and sharing it with your friends and all that good stuff. So this episode specifically is on the more woo end of the spectrum, if you will. And it is also an episode that came about because of my recent personal life, which I shared a lot about in the last episode. So go check that out. If you haven't listened already, it will give you a good background of what we're going to talk about today, which is manifestation. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, then you already know I'm a big fan of manifestation. It's a practice I do and have done in my entire life for probably like 7-8 years now is when I really started getting into the law of attraction and Abraham Hicks and manifestation and the principles of energetics and the laws of the universe and all that good stuff, which, as a lot of you know, I actually started this journey as a way to help heal my body because the, you know, practical, tangible things that I was doing to heal myself physically weren't working. And so I then realized I needed to also work on my mental, emotional, and spiritual health as well. And that's when things really all came together for me. And I'm so, so grateful for that. And then when I saw the benefits there is really when I really got hooked and started using it in all aspects of my life. And I credit this work to finding the love of my life and finding my past dream homes. And like I said, manifesting the business that I really wanted in terms of the success, but also in terms of the lifestyle and how I wanted my business to look and feel and provide for me, which is the most important thing for me, is freedom and time and space. And that was what I was able to accomplish simply by looking at it through the lens of energetics and emotions and mindset and a lot of the stuff we talk about here. So I won't go into the whole, my whole approach to manifestation. I've done that several times here on the show, and I will link in the show notes those other episodes. I know specifically not too long ago, I did an episode with my three steps to manifestation. It's probably in the 100 to 120 range. I'm sorry, I can't memorize all of the numbers of my podcast episodes, but somewhere back there is my three-step approach, and that would be a great place to start if you are new to manifestation, you're not really sure what I'm talking about, but you're interested and at least curious, head back there. But when I say manifestation, there is still, I think, a little bit of this preconceived idea about it, especially for those that aren't into it. They may have seen or heard of like The Secret and watched the movie and thought it was just like fluff and not possible and immediately shut it down. Whereas when I think and talk about manifestation, what I am talking about and referencing is more so a mental and emotional shift that then brings about a different level of energy, a different level of vibration that leads you to be open and ready to accept things into your life that otherwise would have been shut out because of that vibration or that energy that you were putting out at that time. So that's a really kind of watered down way of teeing up what we're going to talk about today. But for me, and maybe for you too, manifestation and the practice of it is really all about understanding what I desire out of my life journey in each moment, knowing that that could all change moment to moment and being okay with that. But then when you get in tune with those desires, then also, what is it going to bring into my life? How will I feel in having it? What sort of alignment will come from that? And then lining up your thoughts and emotions in the having of it. And so that's really, again, teeing up in a very watered down basic version what we're going to talk about today. Like I said, go back and listen to the other episodes about manifestation if you want to dive in deeper. But let's get into the topic of today, which is what to do when your manifestations aren't happening. This came about because, kind of going along with the last episode, which I shared how our living situation has changed. As you know, if you listen to that, I found myself in a living situation that I was not great. I did not want. It was not part of my life experience that I wanted to have. And I very much, as I would do, went into the manifestation practice of basically trying to get out of it, trying to change it, trying to shift it, and to make something happen. I wanted to manifest our own space in the town that we loved and wanted to live in. I spent probably 7 or 8 months trying, quote unquote, to manifest a home. I spent so much time visualizing and journaling about this new home and about our life in this new home and about how it would make me feel. I could so clearly see this new home, but I then also spent time, and really this took a lot of energy, to feel grateful for that present moment, because we did have a very awesome, lovely, safe space to live while we were kind of put out from our living situation and feeling very grateful for that, while also being excited for our new home, doing things to feel grounded and settled, even though I really didn't feel that way at all. So that was a challenge, but really doing the work to see if I could get into that place where I was okay with the present. And so that's what I've been up to basically for the past 7 or 8 months, and it wasn't happening. There were so many emotions in those 7 or 8 months because it wasn't happening and because I felt so out of sorts. There were tears, there were ups and downs. It was a roller coaster ride. We had a lot of hope and then followed by a lot of disappointment, which if you've been in the market for a home, whether it be the real estate market or the rental market, then maybe you understand that roller coaster ride in the past few years, since it's been such a crazy hot market. But now here we are 9 months later, and we are in our new home, which yes, is a rental, but it is perfect for us. And when I first saw the Craigslist ad, this was actually several months ago now, I didn't like it. I didn't even want to waste our time bothering to look at it. If you have been following me on social media, my personal account, then you know that where we were living was like almost 2-hour drive to get back up to Boulder. And so every time we saw a house that we potentially liked, we had to drive 2 hours to go look at it and then 2 hours home. So it was a full day event, which took out a lot of time of our lives and our businesses and things like that. So I personally wasn't into it. I didn't really want to go look at it. We asked the girl who was currently living there if she would do a video tour for us so that we wouldn't have to make that drive, and she ghosted us. She just basically stopped communicating with us, so we thought it was done, wasn't meant to be, no big deal. And then a month after, almost exactly, and like you know from the last episode, it was right before we were supposed to leave to Costa Rica, it shows back up on Craigslist. Still not super excited about it, but now, for whatever reason, I have this curiosity, probably because it's back up and we thought that it was done, it was over, it wasn't ours. And we scheduled a showing, I think simply because of that curiosity. During that showing, we spent 10 minutes in the actual home, 10 minutes checking it out, and decide to apply on the spot because in reality, it was a great place. And they had terrible photos on Craigslist that didn't show the awesomeness of this place. So we put in an application. We were not the only people to look at it, to have a showing. We were not the only people interested, but the landlord chose us. For whatever reason, our energies aligned and he chose us. And now here we are, in our perfect home. It is perfect for us at this time in our lives. We didn't think that it would be, but we both absolutely love it. Like when we thought about this home, we just were like, okay, this is just going to be a stepping stone for a year or two to get us back where we want to be. And then we can do the real estate thing a little easier. But now here we are, and we love it, and we're comfortable and grounded and settled, and it is exactly what I was envisioning from our future dream home. The location, the atmosphere, the neighborhood, the park across the street even, everything just aligned. This experience is exactly why I wanted to do this episode, which is focusing on why manifestations don't happen. And yeah, my story isn't about business, but I do want to make this episode specifically about business because, as we all know, the same rules apply. So when I was going through this past 9 months, there were days and even weeks where I was stuck in this place of, why isn't it happening? What am I doing wrong? Why isn't anything working out for me? Why am I stuck in this place where I'm miserable? You know, going down the negative spiral. So first, let me tell you, that's normal. That's to be expected. That's part of the process, in fact, because from that place where you are in this negative zone and all these ego thoughts are coming up, then you have a starting point. You have a place to grow from, to step out of. So yeah, it's normal to go through that spiral. And what we can do and take from that is to recognize it and then step out of it or grow from it. So it was in those moments, which, like I said, sometimes were weeks long, where I then would go to my journal, I would do my visualizations, I would do what I knew to do to shift my perspective, shift my energy just a little bit from that place. And that is part of the law of attraction, the manifestation process. So really, what I wanted to know in that negative spiral is, why isn't what I want manifesting? That was my ultimate question. Why isn't it happening? And as someone who is trying to start and or grow a business, you may be wondering the same thing. You may be wondering, why isn't this happening? I feel like I'm doing everything right. I feel like I'm putting myself out there. What am I doing wrong? And I imagine that you want a business that will, for instance, pay the bills, maybe allow you to quit your other job, maybe allow you to create your own schedule, allow you to spend more time with your family, allow you to travel whenever you want, allow you to have the time and money for your own self-care. These are just some things I hear from you that you are hoping your business does for you, but it's not happening. So why is that? First of all, if you haven't gone through the process of applying energetics and manifestation to your business, start there. And again, like I said, I have several episodes that will help you do that and apply that. So this episode is really for those that are doing that and have tried that and it's still not working. And even if you haven't gone there yet, listen to that episode after you listen to this, because it will all come together and make a ton of sense for you. Now, there are lots of possible reasons, but today I want to actually only focus on one big reason that your business manifestations are not happening. And with that, but one big reason comes three different kind of facets or branches. And those three branches are mentally, physically, and emotionally. So just know that. The big reason why your manifestations aren't happening is because you're not ready for it. It's that simple. You're not ready for that manifestation to become your reality. Now let's break it down into those three different aspects of that. First of all, emotionally, and we can also call this energetically, because our feelings, our emotions elicit our energetics, our vibration. You're still energetically operating from a place of, let's just say, struggling business owner, quote unquote, or a business owner with no followers and no engagement. So why bother? Or someday I'll be a business owner, or new business owner just starting out, or side hustle business owner while I work a 9-to-5. You have an identity around your business, and it's an identity that's keeping you small. It's keeping your energy in a place of where you're at instead of where you want to be. So you can't attract a bigger business until you step into the version of you that has a bigger business. And that is why one of my favorite things to ask all my clients is the question, what would you do if tomorrow you woke up to 100,000 Instagram followers? And you find out then that half of those Instagram followers signed up for your email list. So you have now have 50,000 more people on your email list. And if you have seen the ability of Reels or TikToks or whatever you're into becoming viral, this is not a far out thing that could never happen. Virality is possible for even the smallest of small businesses right now with the smallest of small followings. So this could actually really happen. And what would you do? What would you do if you woke up and you went from having 250 Instagram followers to 100,250? And you went from 100 people on your email list to 50,100 people on your email list? Would you show up exactly the same as you are now? This is something to get really, really honest with yourself about. Would you show up exactly the same as you are now on your email list, to your email subscribers, on your social media accounts? Or would you put more effort, energy, love, attention, whatever it is, into your social media presence and your email list? How would you show up? Would it be exactly the same or would it be different? And that is how you know how you are showing up energetically in your business. Are you showing up as the version of you now that has this small business, that has no engagement, that's just starting out, that's struggling to figure it out, that's kind of part-timing this while full-timing their other job? Are you showing up as that, or are you showing up as a thriving business owner with a bigger business, with the business that you want? So consider that, because you have to energetically get there before you can attract it and call it in. So that's the emotional energetic side. As you can see, I'm very passionate about it. It's so important. And then the next piece is the mental or mindset aspect of not being ready. Big one here. Something we talk about in pretty much every episode of Unstuck Entrepreneur, which is that you have more personal growth to do first. You are subconsciously pushing your desires away because you're actually afraid of it, or you don't think you're actually capable of handling it, or because you don't believe it's actually possible for you, or you don't think you deserve it, or you don't actually want that level of success because it would mean you would be vulnerable, or you would be judged, or you would have haters, or you feel like there would be too much pressure. You have a story. You have a story that accompanies that bigger business that even though you want from this logical perspective, from your conscious mind, you want to make more money, you want more clients, you want to have your courses and your coaching program sell out. But then subconsciously, you're telling yourself a different story. You are pushing that desire away because of something that you're potentially scared of, something stopping you. And so you're not mentally ready for it. Your subconscious mind is not ready for it. And so a question to ask yourself, and I would head to your journal for sure, write this down and see what comes up. Just do like a stream of consciousness writing and see what comes out. What is it about your future business that you're afraid of? What is it about your future business that you're afraid of? Just see what comes up. As you can see, everything I talked about, it has this underlying presence of fear. So that should bring up what is actually going on that's blocking your success from this mindset, this mental, this subconscious programming perspective. And as you know, it's something I'm also super passionate about. It's the starting point to everything we do in Holistic Business Starter. I've given now 130 something episodes worth of ways to kind of work through this in yourselves. But the best thing that you can do is to build awareness around it. Like, see your fears actually showing up for you and see if there is any cases, any proof of how you are kind of even sabotaging your growth because of this presence of fear. And really, you just got to build that awareness. You've got to really see it in action. That's your very first step. All right. And then the last piece of this you're not ready for it puzzle is that I'm calling it kind of the physical piece, which is really just that there's more for you to learn first. And this was the case for me in my living situation. Going back to that story, I learned a lot in the 9 months that we were living in this other situation. I needed to learn it. For me, I think it led to such an amazing level of appreciation for this place that I call home, and I have called home for over 10 years, and I'm excited to call home for the next 50 years. I needed to learn that, because if you live somewhere that you love, you know, you just kind of get used to it. You start doing all the same things. You have your routines, you have your places you go, your places you love. And while you appreciate it, it's not top of mind because it just becomes second nature. It's just like, yeah, this is your home. Well, here, this is your cue. This is your reminder to appreciate where you live, because there are also tons of people who don't love where they live and don't have anything exciting around in their neighborhood or anything like that. And it really is a gift to be able to love where you live. And I needed to know that because I had forgotten. And I was starting to take things for granted, and I don't want to ever do that again, because it's a really important part of my existence here that I am surrounded by places and things that I love, and this is where I call home. So I needed to learn that. And it took that time, and there were lots of other things that I needed to learn about, and I needed that time to do so. And this may be the case for you. I mean, especially in business. You have so much learning to do along the way to your bigger business. Now, let's go back to that place where you have those 100,000 more followers. Say they did show up overnight and you have 50,000 more people on your email list. Would you know logically what to do to give them a great experience, to keep them engaged, to build that know, like, and trust factor that we talk about here on Unstuck Entrepreneur, and then ultimately turn them into paying clients? Would you have that system in place to where also having that many more people doesn't change your life at all? Like, it is not any more overwhelming. It is not any more work on your part because you have the systems in place to make it happen, whether there's 100 people or 100,000 people. There is a lot of things to do in your business that will get you to that point, and you have to learn them. So your manifestations, the process to getting to your manifestations, the journey, we'll call it, that journey is full of golden nuggets along the way. And you have to collect those golden nuggets, appreciate them, utilize them, and put them into practice before your new manifestations can come into your reality. And as a business owner, oh my gosh, there is so much to learn around every corner. It is like going to school every single day. And that's the beauty of building a business. That's what keeps it fun and exciting and keeps you invigorated and feeling fulfilled in your business, is because you are learning so much along the way. But you have to accept the phases of learning. You have to accept that maybe you're not ready for that manifestation because you haven't learned everything along the way. Maybe you haven't gone through the whole journey where you've picked up all those golden nuggets and utilized them. Or maybe you have ignored the golden nuggets and you need to turn back around and go pick them up and put them into practice in your business. So another great journaling exercise that I would really highly suggest that you do is to ask yourself, what more do I have to learn from this experience? Let's just make sure you've picked up all your golden nuggets. And then as you continue the process, that you are open to them, that you can see them for what they are. So when you have something that you come up against and you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, that you take that time to learn so that it preps you for the business you want to have. So what more do I have to learn from this experience? And your manifestations will come to your reality when the answer to that question is minimal. then you know that you are ready to receive, that you've learned, that you are able to handle it from a very like logical, practical level. Like I said, that you're able to handle a business of 100,000 people just as easily as you would 100 people. That's when you know you're ready to allow in the growth that you're looking for. So those are just three things to consider, three starting points. As I said, I mean, with the topics of energetics and manifestation and law of attraction and all the other universal laws, there's tons of nuance. There's tons of things that could be going on, but I wanted to really focus on this big picture idea, which is just that you're not ready. And the great thing about that is that you are in complete control of your readiness. You can work on your emotional or energetic readiness. You can work on your mental readiness or your mindset. And you can work on your physical readiness, actually being practically ready for that business growth to happen. You can do all of that at your own pace, on your own time, as quickly or as slowly as you want, and then know your manifestations will line up. You will have that as your reality. Whatever you're dreaming about now will become your reality when you are ready for it. So what can you do to get there? So I hope this changes your perspective a little bit. I know because I was in that place where I had those days and weeks of just in that spiral of what am I doing wrong? Why isn't this happening? Why do I have to stay in this place that I don't want to be in? And it's normal and natural to go there, for your mind to go there, absolutely. And then coming back to this place of there's something else to learn. I have more growth to do. I have more things to work on and move from there. And I can tell you from the previous manifestations that I have had that it required this. And this is really where, once again, we have this proof that the work that you do on yourself, this inner work where you're working mentally, emotionally, energetically on yourself as part of your business growth strategy is, first of all, needed, necessary, a must do, but also it doesn't stop. It doesn't end. It's not like I'm going to go through this 4 weeks of XYZ, and then everything will be lined up and I can just have whatever I want. It is an ongoing process. There will always be an ego voice for you to overcome mentally. There will also be emotional blocks to what you actually want. There will always be things for you to learn. It is a never-ending process. And this is where, when you can understand that, when you can realize that and put in this practice into your everyday life, that is when you will notice things flow easier, things flow more quickly and with less pressure or less resistance from you. And if this conversation made you realize that, hey, that's probably something that I need to start doing in not just my business, but in my life, well, then perhaps you'd like to consider the Holistic Business Starter Program. We have the self-study available for you now, which means right now, today, you can get started on this aspect of your business. For those that don't know, the Holistic Business Starter is the perfect combination of this inner work, the mindset work, the energy work that you need to do to get in alignment with your business, and then also adding the practical strategy piece to this new alignment so that you can build the business from, you know, the outside, having this new inner alignment. And you can do it. You can start today. The Holistic Business Starter Self-Study is open and available for you to start now, start when you're ready, and do it at your own pace. It is all pre-recorded videos that you can watch in your own time and take action on and really build up this practice in your life and your business so that you feel better about your business, so you know what's actually stopping you and blocking you from continuing forward and building the business of your dreams. It is exactly what we talked about today in a course format. So go ahead over to seanminer.com/self-study and start working on your business from the inside out. It is absolutely necessary, important, must-do work to build a business that you love. All right, my friends, that will do it for this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, if you learned something, if you have new journal prompts to try, please let me know. Head over to Unstuck Entrepreneur on Instagram and send me a direct message. I absolutely love getting your messages. It means so much to me to connect with you in that way. So head over there and be sure also to let your friends know if you have someone who also is building a business and needs some support and guidance along the way. Let them know we're over here hanging out on the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. All right, friends, until next time, take care. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at Unstuck Entrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.